Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, in my brand new Smooth Drama Studios. I haven't pimped it out yet. Not that I'm a pimp, but I haven't pimped out my studio yet, but it's coming. Brand new Smooth Drama Studios in the house. I'm about to make it happen. But, hey, can I say, I do want to hear from you. So, if you got a phone to call me, 646-929-2037. That's the number to call me. Once again, 646-929-2037. That's the number to call me. Of course, I want to hear from you. But if you're too shy to call, and I understand some of y'all are a tad bit too shy to call, feel free to email me what you got to say. You can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I, of course, being the nice, magnificent guy that I am, will read your email, questions, comments, or concerns. And we can holler back and forth about what you're talking, and then I give my opinion. You can give your opinion, and we can just be giving opinion. Once again, that's dick@smoothdrama.com. Also, you can check me out if you're watching me on live stream. You can watch me at www.livestream.com/sdrama. That way you can see my face that's made for radio. Also, if you're there, you can go into the chat room and you can hit me up with your questions, comments, concerns, whatnot, and I'll chat back with you. Also, you can go to the Blog Talk chat room, and I will chat it up with you there also, because I'm just a chatter. And last but not least, to keep up to date with what we got happening here at Smooth Drama, because, of course, we do a little something every now and again. We get into some things. Feel free to break off with a text from your mobile device. Text the word Smooth Drama to the number 401-411, and you get to find out what's happening. You get to stalk me, and I get to stalk you. And we be some stalking fools together. Anyway, speaking of, well, not stalking in particular, but Netflix. Real news out here. Netflix is abandoning DVDs. And, of course, customers out there are upset by it. Like, you know, wow, you're going to get rid of the DVDs. I guess a lot of folks wanting them DVDs that come straight to the house after a certain amount of time, whatever. Well, Netflix is now going from DVDs to straight to streaming through whatever cable device. Or if you've got a Wii or a PlayStation or one of those, you can do your Netflix rental and you can get it right there at that time. No DVDs coming or not. Of course, there are a lot of people who are pissed off behind that. So what Netflix did, because they care so much about their customers, they lowered the price for the people who do the direct streaming, and they raise the price of the people who want to keep the DVDs. That's how they feel about you. And they just wanted to let you know, we care. You know, I see there's a spokesman right now. We here at Netflix, we care so much for you that if you go to streaming, we will make it cheaper. If you stay with the old antiquated DVDs, and it's funny that I'm saying DVDs are antiquated. And why I'm talking in this voice is it's messing me all up. Anyway, the fact that they're going to raise the prices on you if you don't go get with the technology, it's funny. Now, there are people who argue, well, are the movies direct to TV readily available like I want? And I mean, for me, I don't necessarily know all the drawbacks to it, but you think that with what they have available and the fact that you don't have to wait, you just search it out, you see it, it wouldn't... Is there queuing for streaming? I mean, as somebody like myself who's actually done some streaming, I've rented movies on Amazon, I've rented iTunes, well, bought on iTunes, whatnot. Hey, you grab it, it's there. Just like that, the snap of a finger. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that whole immediate gratification, I guess there's something to be said for those folks who want to go to the mailbox and see a brand new DVD. Although, I'm sure some of the folks who have a problem with it, like, I may have a problem with it from time to time because there are some movies that you want on DVD simply because you want to dub them. Now, I have dubbed a movie or two. I don't sell them, but I have dubbed a movie or two for my own personal watching pleasure. And so with the streaming, it adds a step because instead of getting that DVD and throwing it in my computer and dubbing it, now I actually... have to record it and then burn it to see. So they add an extra step. Not that I'm advocating burning DVDs. I'm just saying there are people out there who do that, and I'm sure part of these people who are doing that are bootleggers like myself who. Well, not bootleggers, because they're selling whatnot. I'm not necessarily selling. It is not really important to me for obvious reasons. Anyway, speaking of things that aren't important, the Department of Homeland Security, you know, I always talk about how we're in the middle of a transition to a police state. Well, there's a video put out by the Department of Homeland Security and the person who's directing it, Janet Napolitano. I know I said it wrong, and I'm sorry for butchering people's names, but it just happens like that. Anyway, Janet put out a video saying that if you're shopping at Walmart and you see suspicious activity, please report it. I mean, I know there's some weird people who go to Walmart, but I didn't know it was like that where you got to report to the Department of Homeland Security folks at Walmart. That's funny. And the fact, I know some of y'all may not have seen it, but there's a video where she's talking about, hey, If you see any suspicious activity at Walmart, please report it to the department because Walmart is a partner and whatever, Homeland Security. That's the dumbest shit I've heard. I mean, so what? If I see something at Walmart, I can report it but I see it at Target, I should look the other way because they're not an official partner. I don't know. I thought that was hilarious myself. The fact that who comes up with that stuff, man? It gets scary sometimes. Sort of like there's a Senate group right now who's proposing a ban on cigar rolling papers, also known as blunt wraps. Why? Well, they're saying that these blunt wraps should have the same status as other drug paraphernalia. So people who sell and manufacture and own, you know, these products in their store will, of course, be fined. You're going to get some jail time. And if you're caught buying them, I guess you're going to get in trouble. Now, they're saying, and the funny thing, it's at the urging of the tobacco industry who are saying the wraps have no legitimate use and are primarily used to make marijuana cigarettes. So, of course, they're like, hey, don't smoke weed, smoke cigarettes. This is just funny. Don't smoke weed, smoke cigarettes. The tobacco industry is coming out against weed. I still have not heard the stories yet. Now, I know, and I'll be the first one to say that, yeah, in marijuana, there may be some effects that may be detrimental to a person. Like, you may eat too much and get fat. I'm lying. Anyway, I mean, because obviously, anything that you do too much, you know, you overindulge, it's not good for you. I mean, you know, we can drink too much water and kill ourselves. But the fact that the cigarette industry is coming out against marijuana, the cigarette industry, I find that quite amusing. Oh, man. It never fails. And to me, this is nothing but a grab to get more money out of the regular citizen and to lock more folks up. Like I said, that whole police state is coming. And, you know, I know it's sacrilege to say, but when we talk about a police state and economic state in the United States here, wow, I said state twice. Anyway, we looking at becoming a third world country or taking a step back. We won't be first world. We'll be what? 2.5? I don't know. Anyway, this leads me into my first break. This is Immortal Technique, Third World.
Immortal Technique and DJ Green London. Third world, motherfucker. I'm from where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed. From where police brutality's not half as nice. It makes the hood in America look like paradise. Immortal Technique and DJ Green London. Third world, motherfucker. From where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed. From where police brutality's not half as nice. The third world, motherfucker. I'm from where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed. From where police brutality's not half as nice. It makes the hood in America look like paradise. Compared to the AIDS and rest of Caribbean slum. African streets with a passport and American gun. From where they massacre people and try to keep it quiet. And spend the next 25 years trying to deny it. I'm from where they cut your hands off if you make a fist. A nigga stole coca cause the job market doesn't exist. Except slave labor, modern day company store. And peacekeepers don't ever, ever, ever come here no more. From where the bombs that they used to drop on Vietnam. Still have children born deformed 8 months before they gone. I'm from where they lost the true meaning of the Quran. Cause heroin is not compatible with Islam. And niggas know that, but throw that posse tree anyway. Cause that food rap parachute does not come every day. I'm from where people pray to the gods of their conquerors. And practically every president's a money launderer. From where the only place democracy's acceptable is if America's candidate is electable. And they might even have a black president, but he's useless cause he does not control the economy, stupid. Lock and load your gun where I'm from is third world. Run into many places, but I'm third world born. Gorillas hit and run where I'm from is third world, son. You polluted everything and now the third world's gone. Water's poison where I'm from is third world, son. 700 children died by the end of the storm. Revolution will come where I'm from the third world, son. Constant occupation leaves the third world home. I'm from where the Catholic Church is some racist shit. They help Europe and America rape this bitch. They pray to white Spanish Jesus, whose face is this? But never talk about the black Pope Galatius. I'm from where Soviet weapons still decide elections. Militaries like the mafia, you pay for protection. Catamite sex clauses with the country sells. And rich white businessmen make the best clientele. I'm from where they too pussy to come film Survivor. And they murder Coca-Cola union organizers. I'm from where the justice system is está podrido. Fuck government, niggas politic over perico. Rebelde conocido, enterrado vivo. Como otro argentino desaparecido. Cause Rico laws don't apply to the CIA. And motherfuckers make sneakers for a quarter a day. I'm from where they overthrow democratic leaders. Not for the people, but for the Wall Street Journal readers. From where blacks, indigenous peoples, and Asians were once slaves of the Caucasians. And it's amazing how they trained them to be racist against themselves in the place they was raised in. You kept us caged in, destroyed our culture and said that you civilized us. Raped our women and when we were born, you despised us. Gentrified us, agent provocateur dividers. And crucified every revolutionary messiah. So I'm a start of global riots. It's not even your fake anti-communist dictators to keep quiet. Fuck your charity medicine trying to murder me. The immunizations you gave us were full of mercury. So now I see the third world like the rap game soldier. Nationalize the industry and take it over. Lock and load your gun where I'm from, the third world. Son, into many places, but I'm third world born. Gorillas hit and run where I'm from, the third world. Son, you polluted everything and now the third world's gone. Water's poison where I'm from, the third world. Son, 700 children died by the end of the storm. Revolution will come where I'm from, the third world. Son, constant occupation leaves the third world gone.
Third world, yeah. The gritty, grimy sewer of this rap shit.
Invasion, immoral technique.
Together you got to move. Drummer,
welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Immortal Technique, Third World, off his album, Third World. That's what we're going to be looking like here in a minute. We keep going the way we're going. I know some folks don't believe that, but it's coming. You got to look at it with your real eyes. Not with your idealistic eyes, the real eyes, you know, these with the common sense in them. I know common sense ain't got nothing to do with bling, but think about it. Think about it really, really hard. Look at the signs. I know we won't go there, though. I know some folks can't see it. I mean, sure, like I was just browsing around, messing around, and, talking about looking around, and then reading this article where they're talking about the curse of being cute, and they're saying that if you're cute, you don't get too much love. But if you're, contend, the author contends that if you're okay looking or ordinary looking, you get a lot of play. But if you're what a lot of people consider cute, they say that the majority of the guys won't hit on you. You'll only get either the guys who are supremely confident in themselves, or the straight up jerks who don't give a damn about nothing. In my opinion. But I think it's hilarious that, and I guess hilarious is my word for this year, that people would look at it like cute. I mean, like, cute is so subjective. I mean, obviously there's a standard of beauty here in America that a lot of people just, they try to attain to it, but it's not realistic. I mean, you know, the whole, I'm going to be bulimic and I'm going to throw up my guts. I'm not going to eat a sandwich at all because I don't want to have hips and a booty. Then you got the other end of the spectrum where you have an overabundance of booty, you know, thick girls, whatnot. It's like you got, as they call it, skinny women, because I'm not going to do the other one, and the big women, and never the twain shall meet. For some reason, we're stuck on these opposite ends, and there's no middle ground. So I guess if you're in the middle, you're too cute to get hollered at. My opinion, obviously, I think that it's all right to be normal. You know, there's nothing wrong with girls who can eat a sandwich and feel good about them, because to me, cute is how you feel about yourself. Now, according to them, if you think you're cute and you got a lot of guys hitting on you, that means society thinks you're not cute. So you might want to ignore this article, or you're gonna have a complex about yourself, because it's basically saying cute gets you nowhere. It gets you not too much run, but if people think that you're okay, and I guess this is, you're somebody that your friends won't laugh too hard at you because you're not that ugly, then you got a chance. I guess that's what that means. I never understand these so-called articles by these so-called experts supposed to be telling us what the deal is, I guess. I'll never get it. And the people who sign off on these false advertisements of beauty and how we should be, man, please. You know, those are the same people who don't feel good about themselves. And you're going to listen to folks who don't feel good about themselves? They think they're ugly. You listen to them, I mean, it's like I always crack up off the people who on the Jenny Craig diet. Jenny Craig is not a small woman. Just saying. I can't listen to a crackhead who is actively on crack telling me how to get off of crack. Because obviously, he does not have the answer. So conversely, I look at somebody tells me how to lose weight and stay in shape, who is not in shape. I cannot listen to them either. Nor will I listen to people who talk about beauty and what's beautiful and their opinions and how and what this is supposed to be and this is how this happens because you look a certain way when Man, who makes them experts? They're no more experts than I am. We just run our mouth and we talk to people who have opinions just like we do. That's it. Everybody's got an opinion, and if you ask 100 people who have like-mindedness, they'll all say that same thing. Speaking of beauty, I guess there's a there's a new weight loss sensation that's sweeping the nation. All right, sweet sensation that's sweeping the nation. I'm a poet. I'm coming out with my rap album here in a minute. It's going to be called I'm Whack. No. Anyway, there's an exotic new superfruit that's supposed to be the hottest new way to lose weight. And, of course, it got its launch on Oprah's show. Oprah's favorite doctor, Dr. Oz, who hails it as a miracle in your medicine cabinet that can help you quickly lose 10 pounds. What is it? It is the African mango. I ain't making this shit up either. It's the African mango. The African mango, according to studies, reduces 12.3 pounds of body fat every 28 days by eating it. Because obviously, the European mango, the American mango, the South American mango, and the Asian mango won't make you lose weight like the African mango. I mean, obviously, if you look at a lot of the people who come from what they call Africa and you see how skinny they are, they must be eating a lot of African mango. Right. Whoo. Oh my goodness. Where did they get these people from? Come on. They have mangoes right here in America, but it's not the right. There's something special about the African mango. It's on a whole nother level. You can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it or whatever. I don't know. I'm speechless on this one. The fact that people, oh, it's a new craze. It's a mango. Look, I can tell you, as someone who pays a lot of time and go into great detail on my diet, me. I'm not going to say that I'm totally vegan, but I've eaten healthy for the majority of my life. I've taken care of my body. And hell, like anybody else, if you eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, raw fruit, raw vegetables, or steamed or cooked right, non-canned, you eat a healthy diet, you, of course, will lose weight because processed food sticks to you longer and creates the wrong kind of fat. And thus, if you're not working out or it's not even working out, just doing the little things that you need to do to take care of yourself on the whole. And so I see this. And I say, why? Why do y'all go for this? Everything is the special weight loss. Look, eat right. I know it's so easy to eat right. It's not that. You can still have taste. you can still have taste by eating right. Some of y'all just need to learn how to get into it. I mean, you got the Food Network, got the Cooking Channel. Just watch some of that. I mean, I know some of that stuff is gross, but overall, they do have some good new concepts on what you can do with the same old food. I know cooking may not be some of y'all's forte, but still, the fact that you get these sensations that sweeping the nation is like every month there's something new that's coming out and like, oh my God, I have to get me an African mango. Yeah. You know, when I think of that, I think of when everybody was talking about the killer African bees that was coming to kill everybody. I don't know if y'all remember that a few years back. Everybody was anticipating that the African killer bee that was going to come here and it was going to wipe out the bees in America and it was going to attack. It was going to attack folks because they were more aggressive. Whatever. You know, like thug bees. I guess this is the thug mango that attacks the fat in your system and makes the fat in your body run out. That what it is. Anyway. Need to get off of that. We need to just go ahead on and get to some truth. So, I will go on a commercial break. This is my man, Kali, the truth.
The truth, huh? I can't respect somebody faking like they something they not. I need the truth. I never sold dope, but even had the package of rock, and that's the truth. Ain't nothing in life serve the way I see it, all I got is the truth.
Cause we fit into the truth and nothing else.
It's funny, you probably wish you had a harder life. Inspired by courage under fire, thugs with model wives coming up from shit, now you rich. Them gunshots got him staple stitch, but he ain't bust back, is he a bitch? I know it don't make him a gangster, no. And if he's doing dirt, he ain't talking about it in his flows. Just another storyteller, street dweller. I don't doubt he's so dope on the block, but never had the bus stop. You read about him, see this knock, he hard, dude. If I funded the movie about myself, I'd work hard too. It's like a cartoon, making me laugh. Do the math, you ain't old. You copy this ass, no class, and that's something real gangsters have. You're not the first, and unfortunately won't be the last. There's a long list of small-time felons who spit flames, and a year after they blow, we won't remember their names. And that's the truth. I can't respect somebody faking like they something they not. I need the truth. I never sold dope, but even had the package of rock, and that's the truth. Nothing in life, certain way I see it, all I got is the truth. You know what makes this shit, I say the truth. It's all real, while these fakers fabricate to get themselves a record deal. Say the days of lyricism's over, I ain't buying that, bro. The people's gonna hear what's pushed by big business assholes. That's why I'm hype, I'm signed with Warner Brothers. Soon the rest to get the hit and signs another from the underground. I know it now, and I plan to be a part of a crew to take this true hip-hop back to where it started. CLA's where I was born and raised. N.W.A. never turned me to a thug, never banged, so I ain't a gangster. Rapper, backpacker, and fiend. I'm just a hustler squeezing a dollar out a couple pennies. Yeah. I got no kids, no house, I ain't married. I want four kids, a house, and to get married. And don't believe in dreams and fantasies. Everything I see is a goal, and that's the man I plan to be from years ago. You think you're stopping that? Better bring your guys. Matter of fact, bring some water for the fire in my eyes. Man, my brother died, never heard me rocking like a spit. So I promise I'ma make enough noise so we can hear that shit. Go 100%, I ain't got a 9 to 5, just a 24, 7 days a week, booking shows. The only thing I see changing, flair, is that booking shows part after I signed the bomb players. That's the truth. I can't respect somebody faking like they something they not. I need the truth. I never sold dope, but even had the package of rock, and that's the truth. Ain't nothing in Now living life some way, I see it all I got is the truth. Everybody's faking like they something they not. I need the truth. I never felt so believe I had the package of rock, and that's the truth. Ain't nothing in life certain way. I see it, all I got is the truth.
Together you got to move. Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my man, Kali, The Truth. One of the songs, well, one of the artists that, when I first started off doing this radio show, he seen him at a show. He was one of them, you know, I was one of them people that was on the Hip Hop Is Dead. It just made me realize that hip hop's not dead. It's more that the underground artists don't get the love that they used to get. You know, I mean, not underground, I mean, because underground meaning they're like in the middle of some revolution or whatnot. It's not necessarily underground, it's just they're not getting any quote unquote mainstream love. I mean, they get no TV and radio play. So I take it upon myself, because I'm down with the hardcore. Always have been, always will be. Play real music. Not to say that other artists aren't real. It just, I don't believe in their reality. So, as my man Kali says, I need the truth. So, I play music that I think is the truth. Most of the time. Speaking of the truth, there's a guy, not going to say his name. You know, I live by the comedic tradition of if you want things to live, you say their name. And if you want them to die, you refuse to say their name. And you wipe their name out of the history, and you just don't say the name. And the name dies. Comedic tradition. I live by the comedic tradition. As a guy who makes cards, no big deal, right? Except that this guy makes cards that are not nice. He made some cards like rape congratulations. You know, I mean, he made cards for new breast cancer patients, children with Down syndrome, and a few others on his website, which I, of course, am not going to name because, once again, I'm going by the comedic tradition. If you don't want it to live, you don't say the name. Now, I'm going to talk about it, though. I mean, the whole congratulations for being raped. I mean, you know, I know we talk about freedom of speech, and Lord knows I'm a huge proponent of freedom of speech. Then at the same time, you know, you have to be a huge proponent of common sense. So, yeah, he's got the right to make these cards, and unfortunately, he brags about the fact that people talking about him and attacking him helps him get more orders, because obviously, he made it because he felt like there was an audience of people who would like to send cards and people who are rape victims congratulating them. Now, I obviously have not run across these people. And if I did, I probably would run across them and back up and run back across their ass again. It's the thought, the insensitivity behind you making the joke out of folks being violated, or the fact that people have Down syndrome or breast cancer, and Lord knows what else he has on his website. I just can't go through the website. I'm just reading about it, and I'm thinking that, why are people like this? Why do people want to benefit off of others' pain? You take folks' pain as a joke. Like, ha-ha, it's funny. Maybe we need somebody to walk up to this young man, punch him in the nose, and send him a card. Congratulations for a broken nose. am I the only one that think that this is not cool? That there's something wrong with him? He's kind of a retard? Because I myself, it's my mission to talk about the shit that I feel like doesn't make sense. This is one of those things that doesn't make sense, because he's being obnoxious to sell. And I guess that's the thing now, the whole anti-hero, and everybody wants to be obnoxious because that's funny. But once again, the whole taking advantage of other people suffering as a way of making money. I spit on your legacy, homie. I'm sorry. I'm talking about a big nasty one that I get deep from up in my stomach. Just get deep in there and spit on you and what you stand for. But that's just me. Maybe some of y'all feel like I'd be wrong if I did something like that, but I don't think I'm wrong. I mean, sort of like, I'm a big guy on rights. I feel like that you have the right to do certain things. Obviously, I'm big on that. It doesn't mean you have the right to be ignorant, stupid either. So, I support his right to do it, but I spit on his legacy anyway, and that's it. I could say some more, but it'd probably way too gross. And every now and again, I've heard through the grapevine that my mother may actually listen to a broadcast here and there, so I don't want her calling me up saying, what the hell? I won't go through that. So I'm going to spare it today, but I'm still spitting on your legacy, homie. It doesn't matter. You stink. You definitely are the hater of all haters. I hope that money is good for you. I hope it is good for you. And I hope that, as Biggie said, more money, more problems. I hope they all land at your doorstep, homie. And maybe one day somebody can reciprocate and make a card and send it to you. Speaking of rights, because I like to talk about international stuff also. Over in Somalia, they've stopped mixed handshakes. No, we're not talking about an ebony and ivory mixed handshake. We're talking about straight up men can't shake women's hands. Men and women who are not related can't walk together or chat in public. This is some Islamic group called Al-Shabaab, whatever. Shouldn't even say their name. I'm violating the code. But just the fact they're ignorant. And you know, I know we talk about the religion, the religious cultures, and respect other folks' religions, but you know, this is one of the reasons why I hate religion. I'm about spirituality. You know, folks think that when you say you hate religion, you're about spirituality, that I'm worshiping some goddess. No. I believe in the higher power. I just don't believe in how y'all believe. Yeah, the ignorance that comes from organized religion and how they justify treating folks the way they treat folks, I just can't be down with it. I'm not feeling you on no level. And I mean this, you can't shake a woman's hand. You can't, if you're not related, you can't walk together or chat in public. So that the whole dating thing is just out. No going on a date there, unless you're a high-ranking official, of course, because obviously the rules that are set by society almost always only relate to the lower class homies. They never relate to the upper class. Upper class get to do whatever the hell they want, having wild parties and orgies, and they get to do whatever. Naked women in burqas everywhere. And men too. Quiet as kept. But the point is, it makes no sense whatsoever to have this ban. It just, another way, it shows how, and I blame both sides on it, because what happens is you keep recycling these same ignorant folks to be in charge. You know, sort of like the premise of a movie, probably not a lot of people paid attention to or watched, for that matter, or didn't pay attention to it like I did. It's a movie, Syriana, where it's a contrast of two brothers, one progressive, excuse me, who wants to change and bring the people culturally to another level where women can be recognized and things of that nature. And then you had the brother who was about the old ways. So what did they do? They show the conspiracy to set him up, and they kill the one who is enlightened, the smart one, so that the dumb one can stay in charge and promote the status quo. Thus, you have what we see here. Folks who make and issue decrees that make no sense. I know there's folks, once again, that's on the cultural thing, you know, respect their religion. I respect the religion, I guess. You know, if that's what's going to keep you, I mean, because that was my thing. You know, if religion is what, if your belief in God is what's keeping you from breaking into my house or stealing my stuff, I'm all for it. Unfortunately, the religion is not keeping the violence away. The religion is adding more, not taking it away. It's adding more. So, can be done with that crew. I don't understand it. Sort of like there's a Rhode Island joining the group of 22 other states who have this high school graduation requirement where you have to pass this proficiency test, and then you can get your diploma. I mean, this one actually has a 3-tiered a 3-tiered diploma system. You have to get score on a partially proficient or score partially proficient on a standardized test in 11th grade. If you don't, hey, you get extra help and you get to take the test again during your senior year. At that time, the student has graduate. Now, I remember going to school, I guess it was so long ago, 500-600 years ago, where you went to school, you took tests in class, you got your grades, you passed or failed, and you took enough classes and you graduated. Just like that. Now, everything is a test. You have to test to graduate. You have to test to be proficient. Yeah, I got the testing for, so you can evaluate where a kid is, so you can know where to help. And I it used to be tiered where certain groups of students, advanced students, would be together. Students that were, I guess, in the middle were together, and then the below average students were in the Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat classes, for lack of a better word. But now, you can't even do that. You wonder why the kids are so unintelligent. I mean, because nobody fails nowadays, because they don't want to hold kids back so that their feelings won't be hurt or whatever. But I remember failing used to be something that will make folks work hard. You fail, you had to do that stuff again. And hey, who wants to be in ninth grade 3-4 times? Now there's no incentive to want to do schoolwork. I mean, bad enough kids don't want to go to school anyway. And, of course, as a conspiracy theorist that I am, you can say that they don't want you to go to school or know something, because it's easier society-wise for you to go to jail and make them some money in them billion-dollar industries that we call prisons. But, once again, that's a whole nother argument. The fact that you have these proficiency tests to graduate when you aren't teaching them so that they could pass in the first place. You're just passing them along of course they're not going to pass the damn test. Because they haven't been bred to just pass and period. You just been skipped along, so you don't care, and then all of a sudden when it's time to go, it's time to really graduate. You haven't done anything anyway. And now, all of a sudden, boom, you have to take this test when you haven't really taken anything or done anything anyway. You just been passed along. So it's like the Matrix. It's a never-ending cycle that's going the wrong way at the right time. You don't graduate high school after going investing all them years in bullshitting your way and pretending like you knew what was happening. Then they call your bluff at the end and you're just stuck. What's supposed to happen? It's not a good thing. It seems like a setup to me. You know, but no more of a setup than, importantly, I mean, because obviously I'm not talking about anything that's important, because it's only the education of the kids. I should be talking about, hey, VH1 has a new reality show called Love and Hip Hop, where you get to see the women who date hip hop artists. Because, of course, we can never have enough reality shows, right? Reality shows are the lick. Got to have my reality shows. I mean, that is what's important, right? You know, for me, if you wanted to have a reality show that would impress me, you would have a reality show that shows all the people who the system has caught up, been wrongly in prison, sort of like my man Cornelius Dupree was declared free to go by Judge Don Adams after DNA test results proved his innocence. Dupree maintained his innocence in the 1979 rape and robbery, and he served 30 years for it. Now, under Texas compensation law for the wrongly imprisoned, Dupree is eligible for $80,000 for each year he's behind bars, plus a lifetime annuity. He could receive about $2.4 million in a lump sum that is not subject to federal income tax. So, it means if ever there was somebody that needed a reality show, it'd be Cornelius Dupree. Because obviously, what happened is necessarily important. The next thing is, can we get Cornelius Dupree like his own Flavor of Love show? So he can go through all the women so he can find true love. I mean, obviously, this is a man who's well-to-do now. He's got some, I'm sure he's got some needs now. Right? I mean, the whole fact that he was railroaded and didn't get a fair trial, I make that assumption. And he proved innocent 30 years later. Need a reality show. Not to talk about what happened to him, but to get him some good loving. All right? On the show, we can follow that. That's what's really, really, really important in America. In the world in general. I mean, I say America because obviously I live here in America, but we know that this kind of stuff happens all over the world, just as underreported. But the fact that he had to spend 30 years trifling, no reality show for that. And on that note,
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.